The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's off this week. Just not sick or anything. She's just off getting a whole lot of stuff. It's called vacation time. See, people get vacations. Janky doesn't count vacation days because it's usually his vacation days outnumber his work days. But we'll talk about that later. Today, February the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day, 7:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the helm there with all the buttons.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, gosh. You know, it was snow. Snow on the cars all over my neighborhood. You know, I parked mine in a carport. And so there's no snow. And I'm pulling out and I'm looking around and I'm seeing snow over all the cars. And I'm like, geez, I was out last night at 10 with the dog and it wasn't snowing. It was starting to rain, but.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, Dave, I'm a real estate agent. We're not up at 6 o'clock in the morning and at work at 7, so this is all new to me. This is interesting to see how the other half lives.
I'm not at work at 7. I'm at work at 6.
See,
six
that's my point. I mean, I'm a real estate agent. You know, we don't get up till 10. We're at the golf course by 10:30, driving the Cadillac by 11, getting back for a nap by 1. I mean, that's what real estate agents do.
Well, that's what real estate agents do.
If you call this work, Carl.
Exactly.
We're having fun here.
We are. You know what? If you have a good time at your job, it's not work, right? So this is pre-work certain days.
This is some heavy lifting for me then, because I'm here with Carl.
Yeah, man.
Watch out, Doug.
The only thing heavy in the studio is you.
I know.
Okay. Hey, what national day is it?
So it's officially Galentine's Day, and that's where the gals send each other a little sweet kisses.
Galentine's Day.
Galentine's Day. It's also National Cheddar Day.
Oh, okay.
I can live with that one.
We can. You know, that's people can get together on that.
Yeah,
cheddar cheese.
I think we can unite the country on cheddar. Yep. Yeah, but it's gonna be extra sharp though.
I can go extra sharp.
Yeah, it depends.
But sharp is less expensive than why? What is it? How long they age it?
Is that
what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the gals get together and wonder who cut the cheese.
Oh, good one. I like that one. Good morning.
Okay.
Hi-hat, cymbal.
Okay, let's talk weather. Okay. I've got flood watches, wind advisories, and winter storm warnings on my weather report here today. Let me see. Rain and snow showers beginning after 10 a.m. High near 49. Doesn't sound like we can get much snow when it's 49.
No.
See, total daytime snow accumulation could be 1 to 2 inches possible. Tonight, showers likely. Cloudy with a low around 42, but gust of wind up to 30 miles per hour. Friday, showers and, not a lot of rain, but it's still showers. And then areas of frost Friday night because it's getting down to around 34 degrees. So just be aware of that. That means there could be some icy spots out there too. Saturday, areas of frost, but Saturday night, otherwise partly sunny on Saturday. Saturday night, showers likely Sunday. Showers likely Sunday night, showers. Washington's birthday, showers. Mainly before 10 a.m. And then it starts to clear off by Tuesday. Nope, that was just a lie. It's Tuesday will be mostly sunny, but then it starts raining again. So it's going to be kind of like cloudy, rainy, some sun, and cold.
They call that winter.
Yeah. Wow.
Just saying, Carl.
I know, but, we were going through, we had, 10 days of sunshine.
Oh, it's perfect.
Was that beautiful? And it was cold at night,
yes,
but you were having sun. And so now we're back to this, and there was snow on downtown Reading on,
yep.
on our cars. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They've been in the business about 30 years, the Kenny family. They're into the third generation of Kennys running that business. I think it's great. They're all three generations are still working there. They treat their customers very, very, very well. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. I've got other payment plans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Doug Jenke because I've had him scheduled for 2 months in a row. It's written on my calendar, and somehow he's missed it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I called you for
did
the January.
Did I show you?
You showed me, but I
show
you? Set up.
Why would I tell you not to show up?
I don't know. On January, I said, you want me to come in? He's like, no, I've got this to kick you off. Okay. And I go, well, how about February? He goes, I'll let you know. Carl did not let me know it because it was on my calendar, too. So just saying. Just saying.
You know, do hard right conservatives ever take responsibility for anything?
That's all we do. That's the problem.
Oh, no. I haven't heard it yet.
Well, I was there.
Is
was
there
ready.
A possibility that you just, you know, I wasn't speaking Flemish to you?
Well,
like
I,
your wife?
I mean, you know, you are getting up there about Joe's age, so maybe I didn't understand the dementia you were suffering at that moment.
You wish. Oh, gosh.
So I'm here, Carl. I'll be the magnanimous. Okay. I am sorry I missed your first
You know, come to think of it, in January, there were some things going on at first week. I know what it was.
Mainstream media. It wasn't fake news.
No, it wasn't in January. That was decent. Anyway, okay.
I'll take one. There we go.
Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. Okay. So, what do you think, since it's, you know, we haven't had a chance to talk in January or February.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about the shock and awe that's coming out of D.C.? Congressman LaMoffa sounded, I said, you know, you sound almost giddy here. And he goes, I said, no, I guess that's, no, he goes, giddy's okay.
Yeah. You know, I still have a very skeptical mind. I do think that Trump learned that he tried to work with the establishment last time and got undermined for 4 years, and I think this time he's learned. Go in, guns a-blazing, shock and awe. You know, the thing that I'm actually amazed a bit about is just how...
Or smoke and mirrors.
Well, I just... Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, distracted and have them look over to the here while you're doing something else. I'm just amazed at the absolute stupidity of the Democrat Party and the people who support it because they lost massively. Everything, I mean, I was watching a poll, and it was a valid poll, and Trump's approval rating 70%. I mean, that's unheard of for an American president.
Well,
and they're doing everything they can, and they're trying to justify this fraud that is being discovered apparently by some 19-year-old kid on a keyboard. But it's there regardless. You know, the fact that it's there is not what they're questioning. They're questioning the fact that it got discovered and how it got discovered. That amazes me. You know, they're not going, oh, yeah, well, we had sex change operations in wherever, Guatemala. We paid for that. And then we turn out, finds out that this money that we – when you think about it, folks, $40 billion divided by $330 million, we all paid a couple thousand dollars in U.S. aid, individually, even the kids in kindergarten, and it went to British Broadcasting Company. It went to New York Post. It went to Washington – or New York Times, Washington Post. Those guys all
Politico.
Got money.
Politico.
Well, Politico. They went NPR. So all of the media
– I didn't get any of that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, maybe I didn't know how to apply, and you know,
if, or maybe you have integrity.
Maybe that's it. But
that's possible.
You know, once the government was floating them because what they were giving them was
stand
it was,
on their own.
It was subscriptions.
Well, $10,000 a year for a newspaper, really? Well,
I'm just saying is that they would buy subscriptions and so many subscriptions, so it would go, I guess, into government offices and all over the world. But that's what it was for. But there could have been other money just sent there too. I don't know. But the bottom line is, USAID, from what I understand, when it was first started, was to make sure people didn't starve to death in other parts of the world. You know, and they had electricity when they could help, and they had water when they could. You know,
theoretically,
it has morphed into this huge piggy bank.
10,000 employees all mooching from the government teat.
Well, you know, even if every one of them was doing his job, that the part that people need to be kind of gets aware of is, where does this money go and who is in charge of that? And is there somebody that actually understands that these hundreds of millions and maybe even, you know, several billions of dollars
is going, I believe, 40 billion,
where it's going? And when they start identifying these, and because a friend of mine who works in the government locally, not here, said that USAID also buys the surplus food from ranchers and farmers to put into their food program. And if you stop everything, you stop buying.
Well,
it's like 40% comes from American farmers that goes from for US that goes into USAID.
Well, it's
so
funny.
When you stop it, you got to think: is it everything, or is it? Or can't you go by? Okay, these obviously go.
Well, the problem is that's always going to be their point of view. Oh, if you do this, one person over here, a farmer, is going
to be... This is a guy that works with him, and he's a hardcore conservative. He just says this will also have an impact.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
On our farmers and ranchers, people were looking at.
Well, and I'll bet you they'll farmers and ranchers, and I God bless them for their work. I worked on a ranch for 3 years. But I'm sure they were getting an elevated price because the government was paying for it too. So they had a financial incentive to sell their stuff versus maybe open market and actual exports. But shock and awe to start your conversation. Yes, I think it's a good start. How's that?
Okay. Also, when we come back,
yes,
the DEI, the things on so many. Things were tied into, so many things were tied to DEI. If you came in for something, you said, well, how does this work with diversity, inclusion and equity? How does this work in there? And so they tied it to that. And now if that's gone, those same programs that used to be handled by other government agencies, what do you do now? Now you've got to shift everything. This is going to be a long time before they figure this out. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We just had the president of Cornerstone on yesterday. They are merging with Plumas. That'll be happening probably the third quarter of this year. What it means, Cornerstone is still going to be here. The same branches, the same people. And what it does is another local bank started in Quincy, that was Plumas Bank. They're going to merge their assets and their people and they're going to have like 19 different banks out there that range from Reno all the way down, of course, through here into Chico and all that. Cornerstone Community Bank prides itself on being a community bank, and it's going to stay a community bank. There'll be a lot more information coming out, or you can just go to our archives yesterday and listen to what Matt Mosley said, the CEO, on how it's going to work and the benefits for both Cornerstone customers and Plumas. We'll be right back.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club.
For more information, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
You had to feed. Oh. Welcome back. Did they hear me say that?
Dad and I are still arguing, just so you know.
Okay, anyway. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm here with Doug Jenke, who's got a show every other Sunday called Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Right
here
Gardner.
On the station with Nick Gardner. Okay, it's your turn. What do you think is your favorite part of Trump?
Watching the rats get off the Titanic and scramble and realizing that if these things are true, I mean, I watched something with, I think, Pam Bondi, and they were going to investigate the Epstein client list. They were going to start looking at the corruption. Mm-hmm. And watching the rats start to eat each other is fun, because this is just how it is. They've been able to pull all of this stuff under the radar. Well, actually, it wasn't under the radar. We knew what was going on, but nobody wanted to admit to it. So watching them go into just free flight panic is actually quite enjoyable. And my buddy Leo, who co-hosted with us in Poke the Hornet's Nest for probably two months, he's in Thailand, and he says the news over there is hilarious. And with USAID being cut, in Holland, of all places where I played baseball, NGOs are already closing their shop because they have no money. They wouldn't have existed if you and I, Carl, didn't write checks for them in Holland to exist for non-government organization. So I'm enjoying it. I'm skeptical. I think the economy is just entering in a super cycle of toughness. It's going to get ugly.
The inflation rate's going up. And
unemployment's going up. Car loan defaults. I could go on and on. So we're entering.
Credit card defaults.
$1.2 trillion. And so everybody's kind of giddy about Trump, but the reality is the nuclear landmines that have been set in the last 6 months by the Democrats are, and Republicans. I'm not going to sit there and take on one side. The Republicans play game.
Republicans have got their
Mike Johnson
their face in it too.
Is deep state number one. I don't trust that guy. I mean, just a month ago, he was trying to push through an omnibus bill that was going to fund the government with all kinds of this DEI crap that you mentioned. So it's enjoyable watching the panic. I'm skeptical.
Well, you know what? And the thing is, you know, you look at some of them and, you know, Trump's been in there for what, a month?
Less than a month.
And they're already blaming inflation on him.
I know.
And they're making fun of him by saying, well, wait a minute. This is Biden's inflation. Oh, no.
No, you're the president.
You know, and that's kind of funny. However, there is. He did come up.
Under him, inflation is going to go up. So just know that that's coming.
Also, though, he had a bipartisan win.
Oh, absolutely.
In the last 2 days.
Yeah.
He's stopping the penny.
Yeah.
Making the penny. It costs twice as much to make a penny. Well, you're saying three times, but I've heard twice as much to make a penny than it's worth. I also heard that it costs three times or four times as much to make the nickel.
14 cents a nickel.
14 cents for the nickel. So yeah. Is that going next? So we're not going to have pennies. But they haven't made pennies for a year anyway.
Yeah.
So what happens if we lose pennies?
Well, you know, the thing is, and this is not conspiracy. Well, that's what they do in Europe, and to be honest with you. That's what they do in Holland for years. You have a 5 cent, a 10 cent, they just round up. And so you can get rid of the gasoline at $4.99, just make it $4.95. Pretty simple.
Well, that's the other thing, too, on gas has gone up. There's this terrible shortage of eggs and chickens. Well, maybe not chickens so much, but eggs because of avian flu.
I read a very credible article, I'll say credible, that the strain that we are now dealing with was, again, an engineered strain to be very bad and is designed, by its design, it has the ability to transfer over to mammals. And that's why they're so freaked out about it, is this is...
So it could go to the cattle herds.
And then continue on. And people. So this is a very well-written, well-documented thing. And so... I just find it really interesting. We have all these plane accidents. We have avian flu. We have eggs going off the roof at $1 million right as Trump takes office. I just think there's a lot of coinkydink in all of that, in my opinion.
It couldn't just be the fact that the jet fell out of the air.
You know, it's funny. You're a military guy, so I'll chop on you
that
for
happens.
3 seconds.
That happens.
Well, I get that. But when you see the video, that helicopter was flying.
Now, that's different. There was
that helicopter was flying dead level, and you would have thought. And I'm not a pilot, so I'm just speculating. But I watched that video before the impact, and that you can see the helicopter as a military. How three people in the cockpit didn't see a plane coming in at their level, I think is amazing.
I'm not going to second guess.
I'm not
going to second guess until I see it, but they supposedly were wearing NVGs. Now, if night vision devices, nods. Could they have been wearing that? And there was a confusion there, and they said, do you see the plane? And which I think was one of the questions, and they said yes, but it was a different plane. The other plane coming in, it indicated that it tried to pull up at the last second, but it was too late.
Yeah.
It was horrible no matter what, and I hope, I'm sure that they're going to release what happened on that.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of things happening. I mean, it's been less than a month.
Yep.
And a lot of times, you know, you want to root out the waste, especially. But you don't want to do it in such a way that programs that are there that are good programs, and there are good programs out there, aren't just kind of like tossed at the same time.
Well, the problem is, anytime you let the government get into a program, it immediately becomes inefficient, unuseful, and hurts the people that are getting it because it teaches dependency. You know, the old feat, you know, teach a man to fish, he lives forever.
Yeah.
Give him fish and he dies, whatever. So, you know, government is not the best way to do it, and I'm not sure government private entities are good. Let private people do it who are actually based
on... So government's not there, private entities
aren't
there.
Well, no, national NGOs where it's non-government, but it's actually the commingling of the two. Let a private entity who's got a profit purpose, and you'll find it's efficient, the waste will go down, and the cost will go down. And it'll actually work for the people that are supposed to be getting it. I mean, that's just capitalism.
I think that
When
you put a middle man in there, any way you look at it, they take their cut. They have to have that structure.
Yeah.
So if it's the Department of Education goes away, so there's all these billions of dollars that are out there, but somebody has to run it. So now there has to be a time that the states now have to ramp up their education. Well, I mean, departments.
The thing is, the states have been getting all this money and yeah. air quotes running the thing. But as you know, the teachers' union run the whole darn thing. So get the government out. Get the federal government out of there. Maybe I got to say, set a national standard that says a third grader should read at third grade level. A high schooler should be able to do math, history, whatever. And then that's what everybody's got to teach to get to. That's what got you to where you're at. Where I was at is we had to actually be able to do that stuff. Nowadays, they don't want people test because it might hurt their feelings if they didn't do very well.
Well, our education system, and nothing against, you know, I mean, when teachers and educators are given 1,000 things they have to do, and they can only do 500 of them. So now you've got to put the process. What are your priorities? And that's got to come out. And I think you'll see that more in states, certain states at least.
Well, yeah. I mean, California, I'm not sure, is one of those states. I mean, yeah. We spend all of our time trying to teach little boys that they're girls and such. So we'll hopefully avoid that from the future. But, you know, getting rid of the Department of Education, the EPA, that kind of stuff, I think, is, you know, they have to fund the Superfund sites because we've got one right out there in Keswick. But they're just onerous. It's like CARB, the California Air Resources Board. We have the cleanest cars on planet Earth. We don't need that thing anymore. Just abolish it. Get rid of that thing. Our cars are so clean. I mean, you could almost breathe the air out of them before it's going into it.
Doug Jenke has been my guest. Are you going to be on this Sunday?
Yes, this Sunday with Nick. Yep.
Okay. So you can tune in at 8 o'clock right here and listen to Doug and Nick Gardner.
And I'll get to sleep in.
And I kind of think I'm the governor on their speeding car, that I can kind of tamp it down but when they're together, it's kind of like, it's more like a demolition derby.
It's like Thelma and Louise.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Scott Seaton from our own symphony right here in Reading.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries in a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in their historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support real journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of 8 for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on vacation, vacay. Except she's not really on vacation because she's working. But I mean, she's got, I don't know, you're married. Do y'all divide the chores or the requirements up at all?
Sure, absolutely.
There you go. So somebody's got to do these things, and somebody's got to do these things. We all know that. Well, her things take a lot more time than my things. My things are things like, take care of the horse, make sure the horse is okay, take the dog for a walk. Hers are things like, make sure everything works in the house. And then make sure that all of these things are done. And in between, she's singing gigs.
Uh-huh.
So every so often. Anyway, I'm here with Scott Seaton, who is the maestro, the conductor of the North State Symphony. So it must be another symphony coming up.
It's another symphony coming up. And I had a realization today. 10 years ago this week, we met.
Is that right?
Yeah, 10 years ago this week.
You came in as part of the group. I mean, was this I think there was like two or three, four of you that they were looking at?
Four, I believe, yeah.
Four. And I think every one of you came in here for an interview, I think. I remember you.
Yeah.
And it may have been another one. And you came in to, you were being interviewed in here, and then you were hired. Probably because of the interview. Or it could have been something else, like you knew what you were doing. 10 years now.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we're in our 15th year, started our 15th year.
Crazy.
It is. Did you think you were going to be here for 10 years?
I
don't know how that works in your line of work.
Well, this is definitely the job I've been in the longest in my life.
Okay.
So I think before North State Symphony, I hadn't been anywhere longer than 3 years.
Okay.
So we've already added 7 to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about renting. I've never lived anywhere in my life longer than 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been here like 17 years now.
Yeah, no, I mean, the symphony is amazing. The area is beautiful. Both Chico and Redding are wonderful communities that have, very different people. So it's like you're always learning something about the place that you bring music to and you connect the community with. So it's been a lot of fun and a great challenge at the same time.
Now, but you also conduct in other areas.
I do, yeah.
So, I mean, we got a, people, we got a jewel here. A diamond, in Scott, because he just doesn't do North State in Chico and Redding. No. I mean, you literally conduct all over the world.
Well, here and there, yeah. But, you know, 2 weeks ago I was conducting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah. So, it's,
that's
again,
a different world.
Different world than Chico and Redding, absolutely.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is a different type of place. I mean, I like Oklahoma, but it's, you know, when you look for property there, every one of them's got a storm shelter. And that tells you, oh yeah, we also have the storm shelter. You can put your whole family in, you know, and two dogs and a horse in there. Why do you need a storm shelter?
Right.
The
funny thing is, you know, there's these tales, these things that, you know, there's never really been a tornado in the city because the tornadoes always jump the hills and go in the surrounding communities.
Because of the topography. They come up there, they take a launch. It's like they leap over the city.
Right. So it is pretty hilly there, but, it's a nice little tale.
Is it their quality of music good?
Yeah, absolutely.
I imagine you have plenty of artists around there.
It's a thriving musical community, and Tulsa especially has some of the, for example, some of the top high school marching bands in the country.
Wow!
So as you can imagine, the brass in my orchestra there are very, very strong. So
the difficult part is making them play from a chair. Halfway through, they want to jump up.
So it's, you know, the orchestra is fantastic, just like North State Symphony. And I love being able to do such a variety of programming in both.
Oh yeah, things. Well, you know, I'm not amazed anymore. I was at first, being the true concert aficionado I am. We all laugh right there on that one. I was pleasantly surprised when I moved here to see the depth of talent we have, not just in music, but in theater and art. And, I mean, we, Redding, California.
Right.
I mean, we're, you know, it's just so much of it. And that's great.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And like I said, it's for me, spending time in different places, I feel like I can appreciate things on different levels than other people. So, for example, every time that I'm driving to Redding, seeing Mount Shasta on a clear day is just and then the surrounding mountains, it's like nothing really beats that view, don't think.
When you come back through Susanville this last weekend, and you look up, and you got Lassen, and then, you know, as you're coming through, then there's on the way out looking at Mount Shasta. I mean, it's just beautiful. And then going by Shasta Lake.
Yeah.
It's almost full. And, of course, they've been dumping a lot of water out of it. But it is. We live in some of the most beautiful country on earth.
Yeah, I need to get out there and climb Shasta again.
Well. You do that. Do it twice and do it for me. I'll give you a little flag with my name on it. When you get up there, just plant it in my name.
You know, Carl, I will say that climbing Shasta, which I did in 2017, was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And I've done a lot of things, but that, I went with a friend of mine, and we got there. We left at 2 p.m. on a June afternoon, got to Lake Helen at like 10 p.m., and when we got up at 2 a.m., it was just... Every step was the hardest step I've ever had to take.
So you overnight at Lake Helen, and then how far up then?
And then we summited at like 9 or 10 a.m. It was a long way to go, not much further.
Yeah.
But the coming down was fun, I will say that.
Well, there's a number of people that summit, you know, that make that summit, but yet it's, you know, you don't need oxygen or anything like that, though you probably wish you had it. But.
No, yeah, I mean it. Probably
what's the height, the altitude?
14,200 feet, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very hard, but...
You did it.
I did it. It was great. It was, you know, once you get up there, the view is incredible.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah.
We're here with Scott Seaton, who conducts the North State Symphony. We haven't even really talked about that, so we're going to take an early break, and we're going to come back and talk about the symphony that's coming up. And this portion of the show, well, we'll do that when we get back. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio. I'm here with Scott Seaton, who is the conductor of the North State Symphony, and let's talk about the symphony. Yeah, we've talked about everything else.
Let's talk music.
Let's talk music. Okay.
Well, Carl, this weekend is honestly, there's a piece on the program that's easily one of my top three favorite pieces to conduct, to bring to life musically. So
oh, wow.
I'm very excited about that. The program is called Love or Obsession. So, you know, Valentine's Day, you got to tie in something.
Yeah. I'm all for that.
But we have a program. The biggest piece on the program is a piece by a Frenchman, Hector Berlioz. And he wrote this piece in 1830 because there was this actress, Harriet Smithson, who he had seen in this touring Shakespeare group, and he fell completely head over heels for her. So he took this theme, an idea, represented in music for the girl, and he brings her in every single part of the symphony.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it's a weird story. It's a weird story because it's like the theme gets, you know, more outrageous, a little bit more twisted. It becomes a little bit nightmarish at the end. It's like it's kind of a parody of itself. Like the theme is like mocking the artist along the way. It's
mm-hmm.
like because there's a moment in the center of the piece where according to the story, it's got a story that goes along with it, where the artist takes this dose of opium and he starts to have these weird hallucinations and visions and even sees himself being marched to the scaffold. So it's a very powerful work, and it's huge. It's got like expanded orchestra, two tuba players, four timpani players, you know, double the woodwinds. It's a massive orchestra on stage.
Wow.
And for 1830, this was a big deal, you know, coming out of like Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which was already big.
Yeah.
And now we got even bigger. So it's a massive story about love, which between us didn't end well. They actually got married. She found out the piece was about her. And I was like, oh, wow, this is interesting. They got married, but they didn't speak the same language. So it wasn't
so
very...
So nothing's changed.
It ultimately wasn't successful, but, you know, he's a good guy. And
So he wrote this piece, and somewhere in there there was an opium episode.
Yes, there was.
She hears it and falls in love with him because of what he had written.
Right, right.
And then it didn't really work out real well because neither one of them spoke the other language. However, this obviously is a piece that's very important in the history of music.
It's huge because it sort of, you know, redefined what the orchestra was capable of. So, you know, once you get to the end of the piece, you have, you know, just this massive sound that permeates the auditorium. And just to experience this piece live is you know, I say this for a lot of pieces, but it's unlike anything else.
Wow.
And so we're starting the program with a piece by Prokofiev, Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
And it's going to be a short side-by-side with our area youth orchestra. So they're going to join us on stage and play next to their professional counterparts.
Okay.
And then we have a guitar concerto. We have a guitar soloist coming from the Bay Area, and she's going to play Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez, which is this beautiful and lively, light, rhythmic piece of music. What's special about it is the inner movement, the middle, it's like a moment of repose.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like this moment of intimacy between a couple, you know, two lovers, say. And you have the guitar solo, which is in conversation with the English horn. And they have this exchange throughout the movement. And it's beautiful. And then it goes to this lively last movement. So it's a fun program.
Oh, no, it sounds like it. Okay, when's this going to be?
Well, in Reading, it is Saturday night at 7:30 in the Cascade Theater.
The 15th.
Yeah, yeah.
Day after tomorrow. And now, again, do we want to be there at 6 o'clock to listen to you?
Yeah, you want to be there at 6:30 for the pre-talk.
6:30, okay.
Which is about 30 minutes long, and you get to hear me give a much more detailed overview of the program. You'll likely get to meet the soloist and hear what she has to say about the guitar concerto and her background. And, it's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, if you have not been to the concerts here, to the symphony here, you've missed out. and I can tell you, getting there, I think it starts, what time does it start? 7:30?
7:30, yep.
Okay. Get there 6:30, get your seats, and listen to Scott talk about this. He answers questions. I think you answered questions.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Excuse me, there were questions asked, and you answered them. but he explains about the background, the artists, the composers, and all this, and it's really worth it. And then he leaves the stage, and a few minutes later, here comes the orchestra in, and then they do their tuning and all this, which really is pretty cool, too. And then Scott will come out, and then, boom, it starts.
Yep.
And you're out of there by 9:30, maybe even earlier than that. So you've gotten great music. You actually are educated about what you are listening to. Because how many times have people listen to something and go, oh, yeah, that's cool, but I don't understand it?
Well, I understand that, you know, if you're not used to going to something like a symphony performance, it can be maybe overwhelming. So, you know, the fact that I try to, like, make people as comfortable as possible and try to give them sort of a sonic overview. And also, you know, we've talked about this before, you know, when and when not to clap. You know, if you like something and there's a pause, you know, if there's a break in the movements, Yeah, yeah. The orchestra loves when we hear appreciation. It's
probably in the middle of her when she's on her into an intricate part of the guitar, standing up and going, "You got it!" You know, that's probably not the time.
Yeah,
no.
Not the time.
You know, because I remember when first time you came on, and then it was actually a letter to the editor in the newspaper, so maybe 9 years ago or something, that when they used to have letters to the editor. And that said, people are cheering, you know, and they don't know what to do, and it's just blah, blah, blah. And I asked you about it.
Yeah.
You said, no, there's nothing wrong with that. And you addressed that during your opening monologue.
There are very few moments. I mean, there are some, but there are very few where, you know, let's say one movement of a piece stops and then the other begins. Only if there's, like, some expanded interconnectivity where something stops and you need that moment of pause and then something else starts.
Right.
Sometimes that's necessary. But usually speaking, if a movement of a piece stops or if a piece stops, you know, we love to connect with the audience.
Of course. And it is a wonderful event. You see people of all ages in there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lady that had like four sons were in there. They were not sure what was going on, but she had them all sat down. They were all scrubbed sitting up on the top with us, and it was a they were there for the whole time.
Yeah, and that's the other good thing about the symphony is that, you know, you could be getting home from a long day at work and, you know, I just need to hear some live music. Just go to the symphony. You know, it doesn't have to be a formal date experience. It's also that. You can also dress up, get gussied up, go to the symphony. Yeah, that's great. But it's everything. You know, when I always tell this story, when I lived in Boston, I went to the Boston Symphony, you know, one of the top orchestras in the country.
Yeah.
I had torn jeans and a dirty T-shirt because that's what I had. I showed up at the door, got my because music, live music is supposed to be accessible to everyone.
It is. And I'm going to remind Linda of this because Linda, when she goes places, she goes, here we are at the symphony.
Yeah.
I've got a sports coat on, as you can imagine, because I don't walk out of the house going to these places without one. And you see other people in their jammies or their Hawaiian shirts all that. But that's not the point. People are there to enjoy the music.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's ready.
No,
it's anywhere. Like you said, you went to Boston
in
torn jeans and a dirty T-shirt or something.
I didn't have any money, so.
But you had enough to get there, in.
Well, usually students can get very heavily discounted tickets.
Oh, okay.
I was very lucky,
Okay. Now, this is going to be Saturday. You can probably just show up and get your tickets there. But if you want to buy them in advance, you go to, I guess, Cascade Theater.
You can go to the Cascade Theater box office, or you can go online to northstatesymphony.org.
And that's a good place to get them. Don't go to anything that's sponsored. Go to northstatesymphony.org.
Yeah, those sites have been popping up. Those scammers have been popping up. So always go either to the box office or to northstatesymphony.org.
There you go. Well, it's always good seeing you. How many more we got now? This is our February?
This is February. We have our youth concerts coming up in March and then our season finale in May, which is another big one.
So, you know what that's going to be?
Oh, yeah. So Mother's Day weekend, we have some Shostakovich Fifth Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to also feature our principal viola player in a viola concerto. And we also have a piece called Go Big or Go Home. It's very jazzy, very rhythmic. It's got a drum set. Like, you know, it's a
cool.
nice way to open a program.
Cool. Okay, so this weekend on Saturday, it could be a date night. It could be for Valentine's Day, dear, I'm giving you this, but I'm taking you to the concert on Saturday because it's a love, it's a love fest there.
Absolutely, yeah. Bring your Valentine's Day to the symphony on Saturday, or if you don't have a Valentine's Day, just show up by yourself and just be lost in a world of music.
Who knows? If you come there, there may be another person coming there by themselves you've got that in common away.
And I have to say, I met my wife at the symphony, so you never know.
Really?
You never know what's going to happen, in 2017.
In
Northern California.
In Northern California.
Yeah, she came to the Chico performance.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you thunderstruck?
Always.
Well, I'm just wondering. Sometimes, you know.
Yeah, she came up to the stage afterwards, and we started chatting, and then, you know, the rest is history. So
there you go.
Yeah. You never know. Magical things happen at the symphony.
Absolutely. Okay, Scott, thanks so much. And we'll mention it again tomorrow, and it's going to be a great event. We're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, we have Simpson University joining us today. So we'll be right back.
Thanks, Carl.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Another of President Trump's cabinet nominees teed up for a Senate confirmation vote, and it appears Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on his way to becoming the next Health and Human Services Secretary on a mission to make America healthy again. President Trump promising to shine a spotlight on government waste, fraud, and abuse. He holds a news conference later today telling White House reporters they'll want to hear what he has to say.
I'm going to read to you some of the names that hundreds of millions and even billions of dollars have been given to. And if you tell me that we should be giving money to those things, those entities, I think you'll probably have to leave as a reporter because you're not very talented.
The president says billions is being thrown away illegally, and he is determined to put a stop to it. He's also determined to end the bloodshed in Ukraine, and he's spoken with Russia's Vladimir Putin about that.
That's what Donald Trump wrote on social media, saying the two leaders agreed to contact Ukraine's president and begin negotiations on ending the Ukraine war. It's believed to be the first phone call between the two since Trump returned to the White House. The call came following Moscow's release of an American school teacher who had been jailed for more than 3 years.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The producer price index, a gauge of inflation at the wholesale level before it reaches consumers, rose more than expected last month. Prices up 0.4% from December, 3.5% higher than January a year ago. Sandbags are being distributed. Rescue crews on standby. Residents being urged to have a to-go kit ready. Southern California braces for an atmospheric river. Could bring heavy rains, winds, and flooding to areas previously ravaged by wildfires. It's a concern for flooding and mudslides. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 104 points. NASDAQ ahead 204. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
India's Prime Minister is in the U.S. for talks with President Trump.
Prime Minister Modi enjoyed a good working relationship with President Trump in his first term. In this trip to Washington, India is keen to show its readiness to work with him again. But Mr. Trump's tough talk on trade has India feeling uneasy, so it will likely soften some trade barriers on key American imports, hoping to placate the U.S. and stave off any potential reciprocal tariffs. On immigration, Mr. Trump will ask India to take back its undocumented citizens. Some estimates put the number of Indians in the United States illegally at 700,000.
And that's the BBC's Samira Hussein. German authorities say a motorist drove a vehicle into a group of people in Munich earlier today, injuring at least 20. Authorities are not releasing many details about the incident except to say that apparently it was intentional. An Afghan immigrant in police custody. News and analysis, townhall.com. Speaker Mike Johnson didn't rule out a full-year stopgap to seek the government funding funded through the end of the fiscal year as lawmakers struggled to strike a bipartisan deal.
Pressed by reporters on the chances of a full-year stopgap, Johnson left the door open Wednesday afternoon. The speaker said, quote, "We're trying to negotiate in good faith, but Democrats have sent over counteroffers that are just simply not acceptable, and they know that, and so we're looking at all options." Top negotiators have been hopeful of striking a deal hashing out new funding levels for the remainder of fiscal year 2025. But lawmakers have begun to acknowledge that a stopgap of some length is likely necessary to keep the government funded beyond the mid-March shutdown deadline. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Attorney General Pam Bondi is suing New York officials over a state law allowing illegal immigrants to get a driver's license. The Motor Vehicles Commissioner is also required to tell license holders when a federal immigration agency has requested their information. Bondi says that is unconstitutional. More on these stories. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is off today. And I'm not. Good morning. Hey, it's the 13th of February. Tomorrow, Valentine's Day. I'm going to give you some hints here during this next hour. And it's 8:05 in the morning. And the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the helm. And it's national, what was it, national, Galentine.
Galentine.
That's because girls give each other Valentine's Day stuff.
And it's also National Tortellini Day. I left that out earlier.
I had tortellini. Linda fixed tortellini last night. She was on a cooking binge, and she made some kind of sauce. I think it had elk in it, but I'm not sure. Yeah, it was pretty good. Weather. Weather has become such a today, as I was driving out, as I pulled out of my driveway, there's snow all over cars. So rain and snow showers becoming all rain after 10 a.m. Well, it was even earlier than that. Going to have a high near 49 today. There's flood watches going on, my friends. Wind advisories, winter storm warnings all out there. Total daytime now. With a chance of precipitation today is 90%, and this says a total daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches is possible. I don't think that's going to happen if it's going to be 49. I don't know why they would even write that. Anyway, tonight, showers, wind gust up to 30 miles an hour. Tomorrow, showers. It's going to be cold at night, lows around 34. Saturday, areas of frost, but partly sunny on Saturday, but then back in the rain Saturday night. Sunday showers, Sunday night showers. Washington's birthday Monday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, but it looks like it's winter time through the North State, through next Wednesday. And so just be prepared. And where it's going to be, in mid-50s, high 40s during the day. At night it can get down to as low as 32, 33, so be aware. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that treats their customers like kings, like true friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Simpson University with Jerry Grimshaw, Dean of Enrollment and Marketing.
Good morning.
Good morning. And don't tell me I got it. Norm Slosted. Slosted.
Slosted.
Multi-area director of the California North State Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But we're going to go to Jerry first. Dean of Enrollment and Marketing. And you're also the assistant football coach.
Well, I was. I had to give that up for my new position.
You came here before for something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here you go. This is a tough question. When you start a football program, as Simpson has, you got like 100 athletes or more in it.
but you're taking on one of the toughest conferences in NAIA. How do you keep the guys up for that? Do they realize that they're on that ground floor and they've got to pay dues and all that?
They do. In fact, it's part of the recruiting pitch that we're building something. It's a unique opportunity, unique challenge, but they know what they're getting into. I mean, they do to the extent that they understand. We tell them about the Frontier Conference, but until you go to certain places in Montana or Idaho, you don't really know what you're getting into. So I think for some of our guys, it was a bit of an eye opener this year. You got to start somewhere.
Well, you know, I kind of look at it. You know, I saw a stat during the Super Bowl, and I don't know if you watched it or not, but because I like stats. And this one was in the very first Super Bowl. The average size of the offensive lineman was 6'3", 235.
Yep.
This one, 6'5", 335. So in 58 years, they've gone from a 6'3", big guy, 6'3", 235, to 6'5", 335 pounds. Some of those guys got like 17% body fat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of think of that when you're starting out in a conference. Here you're showing up with your 6'2", 230.
Yeah.
And you're going against 6'5", 300.
And not even that, you're going against, you know, we were primarily 18-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
And you're playing 22, 23-year-olds because some of them not only maybe had a redshirt year, but had a COVID year. So they're even older and probably own their own business on the side and have children and everything.
They have children.
It really was a little bit of a men versus boys. It really was.
Well, I met the young man coming out of Shasta mm-hmm. that went to... I think Mississippi or Louisiana. He was their lineman, an offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. Just a nice young man. But he's like 6'2 or 3. He went 300. And he said he gained, you know, that he's looking to gain another 30 pounds there. And because, you know, whatever they do there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the size of young men we got playing in many of these footballs. Or football teams. So, yeah. Your work's cut out for you.
It really is. It's a struggle, but it's, you know, challenges are what we do for.
Yeah.
We'll just get better every year.
Of course.
And hopefully they won't. Hopefully they're going to stay right where they're at so we can catch them.
Hey, guys, I was there for that first touchdown. That was awesome.
Outstanding.
Okay, but now you're in charge of Dean of Enrollment and Marketing. Mm-hmm. Simpson's been on a roll here.
Yeah, we have. We've grown over 25%, six consecutive years of growth. So it's kind of refreshing. A lot of times when you start a new job, you got hired because things weren't going too well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's especially true in the coaching industry. But it's kind of nice to go into this position where we are on an upward climb. Things are positive. Things weren't broken. I get to build on the success of the people that have gone before me. And it's just been a really nice transition. I've been in the position about 2.5 months right now. And it's exciting. It's a really good time.
So what do you think is the reasons that, well, as we've talked before, small universities and colleges are just disappearing out there? Total enrollment's down on the big universities and all this, and yet Simpson keeps growing. Mm-hmm. What are you doing different?
Well, I think that we have a very unique niche here in the North State. There's no one quite like us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously a private Christian university, a smaller college. I think the smaller campus actually appeals to a lot of individuals. I know I've talked to an awful lot of parents that when they come on our campus are really impressed. They feel like their children will be safe, be taken care of, be looked after.
Yeah.
They're not just one number out of 30,000.
They're not in a 1,000-person class, those kind of things.
And of course, adding some of our athletic teams has helped in that growth. I think just more and more people know about Simpson now because of adding the athletic teams that we've added, especially football. And so that just makes us an option for more people. And I think if we can be an option, at least they know about us, then we've got a pretty good chance of selling them on the virtues and the benefits of an education at Simpson.
And I think the small classes, safe place, mm-hmm. beautiful area, those are all selling. You don't have to worry about your kids walking through, getting off the bus in the wrong spot, and getting, never being seen again.
It's pretty impressive when parents come and visit, families come and visit. We have an awful lot of them right now that are visiting. That it's that season, and they when it's not well, not like today, but when you can go on campus and stand in the middle of campus and see Mount Shasta on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they drive downtown by past the Sundell Bridge, and people are just really impressed. They don't know Reading. They don't know how beautiful it is here, and what a great place it is to live and work, and it sells itself.
There's been a lot of work done in downtown Reading here.
Yes,
and for things that are happening. I'm here with Simpson University. We're going to take a quick break, and tomorrow is Valentine's Day. It's not too late to head down to Four Winds Jewelry. They have a super great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Who are these people? Well, they're locally owned, locally operated, been here for about 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry won Best in the North State for 3 years in a row now. They're the only full-service store, full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters. If you want to design a piece of jewelry, they're going to help you, and then they'll build it. So you have that one special piece of jewelry for your loved one or for yourself. Four Winds Jewelry. I've never gone to another jewelry store in this area except Four Winds Jewelry. I've never been disappointed, and even more important, neither has Linda. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, so you've got plenty of time to get in there today. And even as I've seen in the past, people running down there to get that last-minute lifesaver, because it's their wife's birthday and they forgot to get a present. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Simpson University.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention hunter! Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in the historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support real journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County.
Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of 8 for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Reading. Our window in the world shows rain out there. 8:20 in the morning here on the 13th of February. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials, you know, things that are going not the way it should, you need to give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation, and you're going to be talking to him. In many cases, it does take time, and if that's the case, he'll tell you that. However, if you're getting jacked around and you shouldn't be, Patrick Gorman is the guy to talk to. He's a veteran of former law enforcement, been in this industry for a few years. In fact, he's got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, right there in Palo Cedro. You need somebody that's going to fight for you. It's Patrick Gorman, and he is a scrapper. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. And I'm here with Simpson University and Jerry Grimshaw, who is Dean of Enrollment, and Norm Slosted, who is the Federation of Christian Athletes.
Fellowship.
Fellowship. Yeah, that's what that's I meant. Okay. Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the director of that. Jerry, the fact that the enrollment's been going up at Simpson and other colleges are going out of business and enrollment's dropping throughout the United States, and you all are up like, what, 28% or something over the last few years. Part of it is athletics.
Yes, sir.
You all have really expanded your athletic programs, but the other part is your educational programs that you've got going.
We do. We're really excited about some of the advancements we're making. Right behind the building that I work out of, we're building a new STEM building, science, technology, engineering building, and they poured the foundations, and the weather's not helping probably. The workers aren't enjoying themselves out there. But that building started to take shape, and we're really, really excited about that. That building is going to allow us to really equip our students. You know, we have an unbelievably successful nursing program that is one of the best in Northern California.
It's one of the best in California,
all of California.
Period.
It is.
Yeah.
It's really fantastic.
And
we're looking
in top five or something.
We're looking to grow that even more. But that new building is going to allow us to do a lot of things, modernize facilities, helping especially in our engineering degrees. This fall, with our degree completion program, we're adding criminal justice, which students have told us is something they're very, very interested in, this younger generation. That is a kind of a buzzword for them, and people want to get involved in the process, making changes, and so we'll be offering that in our degree completion program, and we're really excited about that. We think that's going to make a big difference.
So a degree completion program, so somebody comes in there, it's already got a degree or a certificate,
well,
can they just take that? Or do they have to get, this would be a full degree then, right?
It's working towards a bachelor's degree.
Okay.
But it's specifically designed with hybrid classes, online, some in person, that allows someone perhaps that's been out of the education world for a while. They took classes earlier in life, got a job, but it's designed for that person to not be a full-time student, but still to complete the degree. And we've got, you know, five different programs within that business administration, for instance.
Right, I understand that. But for post, the you know, the law enforcement is, you said that you were talking about that.
Yeah, the criminal justice.
Criminal justice.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's different than post. Mm-hmm. Criminal justice is a degree.
Yeah,
it is
a bachelor's degree.
All right.
And we believe that even in the law enforcement corrections area, we think that the it's, again, people have told us in the local community that's a degree that can help them professionally develop.
Sure.
And so we think it'll be very popular.
Yeah, and you probably might have law enforcement people in it.
Yeah.
And so they can
get
that degree that helps with their promotions. In the STEM building, there's also going to be a veterans resource center.
Yeah. I'm really excited about that. I'm a veteran, a retired military. And
which branch?
No,
let
Army.
Me tell you.
Army.
Oh.
Army. You're going to guess something else, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I apologize.
That's all right.
Depends
what you're going to guess.
You're very bright, you know, so I'm figuring, it's got to be the Air Force. Yeah.
No, I joined the military, Carl.
Okay.
So I'm very excited about it. The Veterans Affairs Officer at the school, Andrew Tuggle, is a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have some, it's a priority. I know it's a huge priority of Dr. Hall's that we service the veterans. It's the largest veterans center in the North State. And it's just a priority that we provide for, take care of, pay back to those individuals that have given, you know, have sacrificed for their country. And it's going to be great. When that thing is done, it's just going to be state of the art.
Well, you know, I think there's, I'm trying to think, I think with dependents and military, close to 100, or is it I may be overstating
it. Yeah, you're a little
over
that. Yeah, yeah.
But this would be, Simpson is, I could just see it could be a perfect place for many of our veterans coming to, because, you know, we have, you know, religion is important in the military. People may not believe it, but, you know, there's very strong Christians in the military. And then coming out from that and being able to come up here to Simpson, keep in an education that is Christ-centered, and then be able to be supported the way that Simpson does. I could see y'all having a whole bunch of veterans up here.
And I think the location, the outdoors, the Reading area, I think speaks to an awful lot of veterans. And we want to serve them. That's really, I mean, I know that can sound like a platitude, but we really do want to serve them and meet their needs and facilitate as much as possible to help them get their degree so they can move on to the next phase of their life.
Okay, so you said now you've got a bunch, you know, the parents are all rolling in here now. They come in, they take a look at the campus, they see what it is that, you know, people may think that, you know, because it's Christ-centered, it means that you have to wear robes and crawl. Crawl to church, but it's not like that.
No, it's not like that at all. I mean, obviously, we are, even in our mission statement, we are Christ-centered learning community. But again, athletics is a part of who we are. Academics is obviously a part of who we are. And, we do have chapel twice a week on campus. We have other opportunities throughout the week, like Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We have a huddle that meets once a week.
And that's offered. That's not a...
Oh, that's all offered. That's right. That's just a
not a requirement. It's not a requirement.
Right. And right. So, if someone wants to really dig deeper into their faith, we are going to welcome that with open arms. But we realize that there are individuals on our campus that perhaps are not in that place. And it's hopefully a judgment-free zone. And... individuals can develop, you know, into the best person that they can be of themselves. We're trying to help as much as we can. But, we've got every walk of life, every type of person possible on the campus.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a college campus.
And yes, it is.
What you're offering is, as my granddaughter says, the full enchilada of you know, you, when she went to school, she wanted to immerse herself in college life. She wanted football games. She wanted basketball. She wanted classes. You know, she wanted to be able to do all those things. And, you know, that a student does and wants to have. Doesn't mean you're getting in trouble. It just means they want to experience this. And now Simpson is pretty much offering the enchilada.
Really, we are. And I think that if an individual wants to, they can discover themselves. They may find things out about themselves they didn't know. It is a full experience, especially, I'm a little prejudiced, but especially with football games now on Saturdays.
Sure.
It does make a difference in the vibe on campus. But there's just so much to do. Obviously, again, we've talked about the things you can do in the Reading area, just a few minutes off of campus. But even on campus, our student life department, student development, is just amazing with the activities they have for the students. They have 16 major events a year. From the Davenport Derby, they race couches down the boulevard, to all sorts of things. And it really is, it's a great place to go to college. It's a great place to grow up. I just think if people, when they come on campus, when we get them on campus, it's a pretty big hook. It really is. The campus is beautiful. People are friendly. Food is abundant.
Your cafeteria is great.
It really is.
Okay, we're going to need to take a break. I'm here with Jerry Grimshaw, who is Dean of Enrollment for Simpson, and Norman Slosted, who I'm going to get to. He's been very patient here, who is from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Founded in 1960. They've been in this same spot since 1967. There's been barbers that have exchanged out of there, but they're all been great guys. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. I'd like to make an appointment so I can just come in and not have to wait in line at 530-244-9478. It's a great place. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, we'll be right back.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. For tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in the historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support Real Journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com. 96.5 FM and 1468.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the warm and dry studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, as we watch the rain pelt the outside, but no snow. I can handle rain. If it starts snowing, I may have to go home and make sure that Buford's okay. Because Buford doesn't know what snow is. Welcome back to the show, 8:36 in the morning. And let me see here. I've got with me Simpson University and Jerry Grimshaw, who's Dean of Enrollment. We've been talking about how Simpson has grown, and in a time when other universities are going out of business and where enrollment throughout the United States has dropped in universities, yet Simpson's growing, and for the reasons the different types of education avenues that are offered, special areas for veterans, the athletic programs, all of these things. And also joining us is Norm Slosted, who is the director of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and you've got a big thing happening here. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's good to be here with you, Carl. Yeah, we partner with Simpson University in doing a signature event for us in the spring called Night of Champions. And Night of Champions is where we bring in some elite athletes. We have just a great event with everything from a free barbecue. We do games, prizes. We have a worship set together. Then we have some of our elite athletes sharing their faith. And it's just a great night to invite youth to come out from the North State to enjoy that on the Simpson University campus.
Is there an age limit on this?
Our target population is 13 through high school, so it's kind of okay. The teenage years.
Okay, so it's teenagers.
Yeah.
And you've got some people here that, Steve Connor.
Yeah, Steve Connor is an All-American football player from Azusa Pacific University, and then he went on to play for the Chicago Bears and the LA Rams. His career was cut short with a knee injury, but, he also now is running an international sports ministry. He's actually in Africa right now doing some camp ministries, with the youth there. And so he does that all over the world and, just a neat guy. And so he's going to come and just share, the closing message for the night.
Well, you know what? He looks like, I'm looking at his photo right now. He looks like a bear.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he would be on the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. He's a linebacker.
I mean,
He, not me. Okay. You know what? I am giving hand and finger signals to David, who actually understands 99% of them. But this time, I just totally got him confused.
No, I turned the headphones down, but the meter's right.
No. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I'm fine then. No, this guy looks like Mike Ditka.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Doesn't he look a little bit like him?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, who are the other ones you have here? You have somebody holding it looks like a disc.
Yeah. Elena Bruckner is a on the USA track and field team, and this last Summer Olympics just missed making the team going to the Olympics in Paris by one slot. So she is still young enough. She's going to be working hard to get to the next one. And she's actually a coach at Simpson University. So they've got some top-notch folks.
So you've got coaches that have been invited to the Olympic tryouts.
Yeah, she does the weight events, the discus, shot put. She may even do the hammer, I'm not sure. But she's had some real success. She was an All-American track and field person out of University of Texas, the Longhorns.
Looks like she's got 5% body fat.
Yeah,
she's I mean, she looks. She looks.
I'm not messing with her.
No. Yeah. I mean, she is. So a nice smile too. So
yeah, so she's going to come and share. And then we also have Brad St. Louis. He was in the NFL for 10 years with the Cincinnati Bengals. He was a long snapper, and so had a long career.
He would be interesting to have on the show if we could do that. All your people would be. But the long snapper, that's his only job. That's his job in college. That's his job do they recruit people out of college to be the long snapper?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm told that Brad was actually, drafted in that position, which is unusual for long snappers. They usually, find them, recruit them, and as walk-ons. But he actually was drafted. So
and for people who are not sure what that is, that's the center. That's the guy that hikes the ball back to the holder for a field goal.
Yeah, for field goals, point after touchdowns, and also punts
and punts. Now, how important is that? Well, you've seen when they go wrong. When they go wrong,
everybody
knows.
Hiked over the person's head, it's
bounces
like
it to them.
Problem.
Oh my gosh! Especially when it's that 10 seconds left or 3 seconds left, and they're going for that field goal. So there's a lot of pressure on this guy. Plus the fact they can't hit him, right? I mean, once the ball's hiked, but aren't the long hikers, are they protected at all?
Yeah, they are. They're not allowed any longer to line up directly over them.
Okay.
Because they're defenseless. They've got their head down. And so there's a, basically a second to two count where nobody can make contact with them.
That's just fair because his head is down and his neck is exposed and all this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you don't ever notice them until.
Well, that's why you don't want anyone to know your name. If they know your name as a long snapper, that's not a good thing. You just want, be anonymous and just do your job.
Okay. All right. So he's going to be there too.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, so they're going to be there. And it's a great night. Like I said, check-in starts around 5 o'clock. There's a barbecue going on. Again, all this is free of charge. And then there'll be some group games when they come in. We have some icebreakers, prizes, giveaways. It's just a great evening.
Music. Yeah. It's got it all. And this is the third annual Night of Champions Youth Rally.
Yes.
And it's being hosted by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Norm is a director of you're multi-area director of this.
Mm-hmm.
And are you based out of – where are you based?
I live here in Reading, and just to say, because I don't think we mentioned it yet, that event is coming up March 29th.
Right.
It's a Saturday.
So we got a little while here. You start planning.
5-6 weeks. But
we'll talk about it more as we get closer.
Yeah. So. Fellowship of Christian Athletes is a sports ministry, largest sports ministry in the world right now. We were founded in 1954, so it's been around quite a while. And as of now, we have over 3,000 staff working and serving on over 115 countries. So it's a worldwide ministry. My responsibility is what we call the California North State, which is primarily the 15 most northern counties. So if you went down to like Lake Colusa, Butte, up in the mountains, Sierra, over to the coast, Mendocino, and then up to the Oregon border. And my role is to help support and encourage Christian coaches and athletes that want to have the ministry of FCA on their campuses. And so I help them initiate and start those.
There was coach after the game that wanted to pray, and he was fired from his job. Ended up going to the Supreme Court?
Yeah.
Always Supreme Court, where they said, no, you just infringed on his First Amendment. So he got hired back, got all the back pay, and then he quit because he said, I don't want to, you know, I'm doing something else. They made a movie of that. I don't know if you knew that. But what I'm getting at is, and right after the break, I'd like both of you to join in on this. Both quarterbacks, you see them quarterbacks in pro ball, first things out of their mouth is thanks, you know, they thank the Lord. They thank Jesus Christ and the Lord for, you know, their abilities in this. I mean, that's the first thing out of their mouth.
Yeah, and we've seen a lot of that. I mean, even
in college and all that. Well, let's talk a little bit about that when we get back. 8:45 in the morning. I'm here with Simpson University, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring-shaped bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1468, Real Talk Radio with Carl and Bond. Hey, tomorrow, Patrick Gorman's going to join us. We're going to be talking about legal matters here. And when it has to do with just a variety of things, because he's a top-notch lawyer, and we talk about a lot of different things. Laws being, you know, past laws being ended. It'll be interesting to hear his take on what's happening with the government. And can they do that? Can President Trump just end things like this? And what kind of other things could be going on? But today I'm here with Simpson University and with Norm Slotstead, who is getting ready to have end of March, but it's for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes at Simpson University. It's going to be a free event, barbecue, T-shirts, guest speakers, former pro football players, people, track stars that have been invited to the Olympic tryouts. And it's all free, and it's going to be on March 29th. Anything else?
Yes. We'd love for them to come on and register at simpsonu.edu/Night of Champions. If they go to the website there on the Simpson University website, they can find the registration. We'd love for them to register. In fact, this year the event T-shirt is tied to them registering in advance so that we know they're coming.
Okay.
So if they register in advance, when they check in, they'll get a free event T-shirt. So we're excited to have them. So go and register today.
Okay, you can go do that on Simpson University?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then also Jerry Grimshaw, who's the Dean of Enrollment, but used to be on the used to be a coach over there for football. And so is it tougher being the Dean of Enrollment?
It's just a different challenge.
Well, now, see, you've accepted this thing, and their enrollment figures are pretty good.
Yes, sir. You got to keep it rolling.
Got to keep it rolling.
Never satisfied. No, never satisfied.
What's coming up that it's not just the academics, because, you know, you're going into that law enforcement. Mm-hmm. You know, bachelor's in your law enforcement. You've got engineering. You got STEM rolling in there. You got veterans facilities. And, of course, there's strong teaching. The history of being strong teaching and nursing programs. What do you see on the future there about something else happening?
Well, I think we've got a few things that we'd like to do. I know Dr. Hall is very aggressive in expanding our offerings. I don't want to let too many cats out of the bag that haven't been approved yet by our various accrediting agencies. But you know, it's we're going to constantly grow. We're going
to
constantly
have to.
We have to evolve with what the what is needed. I mean, and again, our nursing program that you mentioned is part of that. There's a huge need for nursing in the North State, and so we are attempting to increase the size of our cohorts so that we can almost double the number of nurses that we put out each year.
Are you looking at specific classes for PAs, physician's assistants, and what's the other, nursing practitioner or something like that?
Family nurse practitioner. We're looking into that. Again, that's a huge need area. And again, we want to be responsive to the needs of our community. We are proudly part of the North State, and we want to support the North State.
And Reading's so, own university.
Yeah, we are. And so that's our focus. And so as needs arise in the North State, we want to be in a position to help meet those needs and help supply the workers that are needed for the quality of life that we all enjoy here in the North mm-hmm. State.
What about AI? AI is exploding. Have y'all got, I mean, is that, look? You're looking at that, obviously.
Yeah, I just got out of a meeting last week about that. We talked about AI quite a bit. It's really huge in the recruiting area, in mm-hmm. missions and marketing. It's really huge of how you can target people and messages. And, in fact, one of the guys that I was talking to, he said, we've gone from, we used to be able to, we were excited that we could predict behavior. He says, with AI, we're prescribing behavior. We can actually influence, you know, people ahead of time. And so it's an exciting time. It's scary, on one hand,
boy, howdy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you.
I've seen too many movies. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, the thing is everything you read, you know, I mean, they're looking out there, oh, it can do this. But they haven't been, we haven't reached that point yet, you know, on some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we never will.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. I mean, your thought processes, you've got to really be on top of students because they don't have to think in a lot of things with AI. You know?
They don't.
I mean, it's just there. So, you know, but you've got to be able to use AI to enhance their learning. But
we've talked a lot about even how this generation even approaches something like you and I would think about writing a research paper, and that's just been a part of education forever.
Yeah.
It's just not – things aren't done that way anymore.
No.
And you can stay – well, we're going to stay the way things have always been. That doesn't work. It doesn't work in business.
No.
And so we've got to adapt. We've got to grow and evolve.
Well, you know, I write pretty well, but I will use ChatGPT mm-hmm. for things like commercials, radio commercials. Give me a 30-second radio commercial. It's got to have this in it. A second later, it comes out 30 seconds. I may have to change a few words. I was writing a letter of recommendation, and I said, well, just let me see, and I put it in there. And that took it like almost 3 seconds. Came out well written. You know, I changed it and, you know, changed some things around, threw it back in there, and then it just types it all up and everything, and it's there. I mean, we've got to learn how to harness that, and especially kids. So you got a big job on your hands there, Jer.
I'm gonna stay busy. I'm gonna stay busy. Job security.
We got baseball, football. Oh, flag football. Just started women's flag football, which seems to be sweeping the country.
We are really excited. I cannot believe how much buzz there was coming out of the Super Bowl because NFL had a very long commercial.
Yeah, it was.
About flag football. We are excited. We are starting flag football this fall. I know, like, for instance, on Monday, we're hosting 4 potential flag football. Young ladies are coming on campus. We're excited about it. It is going to grow. I think it's 12 states on the way to 18 that actually sponsor flag football as a state championship team sport.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
We do in California. It hasn't quite started as much up here. Sacramento and South, it's huge.
But that's really good recruiting territory.
Nobody else has it. Nobody else has women's flag football.
Yeah, you want to play at the collegiate level?
We're your one option. And so we're excited about that. And it is great. Again, expanding opportunities for the young ladies that want to be involved in athletics is key, to growing a university.
It is. And I would be remiss, since I bring it up every time, especially when I see Dr. Hall, is your rodeo team. The athletic director just puts his head down, but now he's starting to say, well, rodeo.
Yeah, I personally love rodeo. I used to ride a lot when I was much, much, much younger. And we've got some people on the campus that are constantly in his ear, I can tell you, just speaking that word rodeo over and over again.
You need the thing is, and it runs, I mean, you've got so many kids, there's 680 PRCA rodeos in this nation. And that doesn't count college, high school, and all of these others. And it's just, this is a rural cowboy kind of area. So I, you know, that's one reason I bring it up every time I see one of you.
I understand. I understand that. And it gets talked about. I can tell you that much. Okay. It has been talked about.
All right. I've been here with Jerry Grimshaw, who is the Dean of Enrollment, and they're doing just wonderful over there at Simpson. I mean, and they've got to keep the ball rolling. And then, of course, Norm Slosted, and they're having their Night of Champions on Saturday, March 29th. It's free. They got great speakers coming in, a lot of giveaways, you know, like bling and stuff like that. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Carl.
Well, yes, thank you so much, Carl.
I love Simpson University. I mean, it's offered, it's grown so much in the last 4 years, 5 years. And, by the way, happy birthday, Norm, even though it was a couple of days ago. And I can't believe you're only that old because you seem so wise. Anyway, tomorrow, like I said, we got Patrick Gorman coming in. We've got a couple other surprises coming in on Friday. Be careful out there today. We got flood warnings. We got weather watch. There could be snow in Shingletown and other areas up there. So just be careful today. And God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.